Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
Chance for storms today, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 74. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Thunderstorms likely. Lows dip down to about 56. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Thunderstorms likely. Daytime highs approaching 73. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, it's 52 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly and Dr. Derica Totten with the Department of Health and Environment for the state of Kansas spoke in Garden City yesterday talking about the ongoing measles outbreak and the latest with the number of cases, with Governor Kelly saying that the reason for the spread of the measles now is because of the spread of, quote, misinformation and the lack of vaccinations.
No parent wants to see a child in the hospital over something measles. Measles is not new. Neither is the solution. We have beat this disease before. Common sense and prevention. For decades, measles nearly disappeared. Now it's back. Not because science has changed, but because misinformation got in the way. But Kansas has shown its leadership in public health before.
So far, the measles outbreak has been contained in southwestern Kansas. Mid-America Network News.
Are you passionate about trucks or Jeeps? Truck Stuff is hiring. We're looking for a sales professional and an aftermarket accessory installer to join our team. If you've got the drive, we'll provide the training to help you succeed. Plus, enjoy fantastic benefits like medical, dental, vision, and a 401k. Start a career with us today, where trucks meet talent. You can apply online at truckstuffks.com or come see us at 427 North Washington.
Tricked out. Check us out. Truck Stuff.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
State officials with the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks is warning anglers across the state of Kansas to keep an eye out for an invasive fish that need water to survive. As KSNT News reports, that the KDWP says they are working on spreading the word among anglers about the invasive species, where the fish is native to Asia, as the northern snakehead are making themselves home in different parts of the U.S., including here in the state of Kansas. They say state conservationists and biologists are concerned about these snakeheads that may wiggle their way into portions of Kansas, where they are able to move about on land for up to 4 days by breathing air to travel into new bodies of water. According to the KDWP Aquatic Invasive Species Coordinator, Chris Stephen, they say, quote, introduction of the northern snakehead into Kansas has been a concern for many years, and they have been featured many times in our aquatic invasive species outreach materials, including brochures and on our website. We've even had many replica mounts that are displayed at various events, such as the state fair. Snakeheads so far have been spotted in states of Missouri and moving their way towards Kansas. But America Network News.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the latest public survey from the Omaha, Nebraska area shows that public transit options has been the number one complaint for the region in the survey that was aimed at gaining intel on how to hold the young professional talent within the community. As according to the Nebraska Examiner, they say that with the survey, they say a resounding 77% of recipients strongly agreed that they need to focus on diversity, equity, and inclusion in the workplace, being a quote-unquote good thing for the community, as well as talking about flexible scheduling and paid time off for sickness and vacation as the most important workplace attractions. The study was part of the data-driven effort by the Greater Omaha Chamber of Commerce, where they say they are spotlighting gaps and meeting expectations at the college-educated and high-skilled professionals so that employers and policymakers can reverse the, quote, brain-dead trend that has doubled in the state. Roughly 700 individuals responded to the survey. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
Celebrate 20 years of music and memories at the Symphony in the Flint Hills signature event on June 14th. The grand finale of this iconic tradition. Spend the day exploring the prairie with roping demonstrations, guided walks, and engaging talks. Then, as the sun sets, experience the Kansas City Symphony, followed by a special performance by Kansas native Logan Mize and the artistry of powwow dancers. Don't miss this historic celebration. Get your tickets now at symphonyintheflinthills.org.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Kansas Department of Commerce, as part of Community Development Week, will visit Marysville Thursday, touring the Marshall County Health Department, which received design assistance through Kansas Main Street. The visit highlights the impact of Main Street and other programs within the department's Quality Places Division, working to build stronger, more vibrant communities across Kansas. Public is welcome to meet with the Department of Commerce team this Thursday, 8:30 to 9 a.m. at the Marshall County Health Department building in Marysville. City of Blue Rapids is applying for community development block grant funds to assist in the cost of building walking trails, baseball field lights, and a new park concession stand. For the community to qualify, they're conducting a random survey to raise low to moderate income percentage to 51%, as they're currently below that level. Random surveys have been mailed. They need a return rate of 100% by Friday, May 16th. Please contact the Blue Rapids City Office for information. An extensive preservation project of the 1859 historic stone horse barn at the original Pony Express home station and museum in Marysville has begun. A Manhattan firm is replacing deteriorating masonry with a mortar formulation similar to the original. Funded by a $100,000 grant from the Kansas Department of Commerce and another $100,000 grant from the Heritage Trust Fund of the Kansas State Historical Preservation Office, conservation standards will apply to the project. Grant funds are sufficient for three walls of a stone barn. Continued fundraising will be required as the museum is supported by donations. The Marysville Pony Express Station is one of only two original structures accessible to tourists along the Pony Express route from St. Joe to Sacramento. More than 7,000 visitors have arrived at the Pony Express Museum since the pandemic ended, including other states, Canada, Europe, and Asia. City of Washington tabled a discussion on allowing chickens to be raised within city limits in order to allow council to consider public feedback, which has been mixed. The issue will likely be taken up at a May meeting. Jay Murphy has been appointed Beatrice Police Chief after having served as director and interim chief. He was the lone applicant and brings 35 years' experience to the post, following the resignation of Chief John Hickman in November 2023. Hall Brothers continues work in Marshall County on the overlay project on the Cottage Hill Blacktop. Pilot cars leading traffic on Cyclone Lane from U.S. 77 East to 8th Road during the project, which will be complete by May 2nd, weather permitting. Washington County Public Works advises flags are up on 26th Road, which is where seismic testing will begin Saturday, with trucks arriving Thursday and Friday. Drivers are encouraged to avoid nodes alongside the route by the flags. Frankfort Citywide Garage Sales this Friday and Saturday, April 25th and 26th. Maps available at many locations in the Frankfort community. City of Beatrice Community Development Program is holding a motor vehicle amnesty event next week, where residents within Beatrice city limits may sign up for free removal of up to two large or four small vehicles, which may include cars, trucks, SUVs, and boats, as well as motorcycles, ATVs, and riding mowers. Sign-up deadline is this Friday.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Doris E. Wenzel, age 84, of Pawnee City, passed away Sunday. Mass of Christian burial Thursday, 10:30, at St. Anthony's Catholic Church, Steiner. Interment in the church cemetery. Rosary Wednesday evening at 7 at the church, with a visitation Wednesday from 9 until 5. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 3 until 5 at the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Doris Wenzel. Theodore W. Ted Pinkham, age 75, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m., at the Memorial Presbyterian Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday. Family will receive friends 5 until 7 p.m. at Kinsley Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Ted Pinkham. Morris O'Merrill, age 84, of Waterville, passed away Saturday. Memorial service will be held at a later date, with the Christie Andrews funeral home in charge of arrangements for Morris Merrill. Mary B. Roop, age 69, of Washington, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service May 3rd at 10:30 at the Washington Christian Church. Private burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation May 2nd, 5 until 7 p.m. at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Mary Roop. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, Sloppy Joe with chips, broccoli and cheese, and spiced apple cake. Tomorrow, pork tender, mashed potatoes, peas, and lemon fluff. Key and DY News Time 7:14.
The difference is clear. For nearly half a decade, Blue River Eye Care has been proudly serving our community, helping you see the world more clearly. From routine eye exams to advanced vision care, we're here for your eye health at every stage of life. As we celebrate 5 years of service, we want to say thank you to our wonderful patients for trusting us with your vision. Your smiles and satisfaction keep us inspired every day. Haven't had your eye exam yet this year? Come see me, Dr. Lowell, or Dr. Olson at Blue River Eye Care. Schedule your appointment today and celebrate clearer, brighter vision. Call us at 785-562-2631 or schedule online at blueevereyecare.com.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Showers and thunderstorms are likely today, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 70s. Then more scattered showers likely overnight tonight, mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. Showers and thunderstorms continue throughout the day on Thursday, mostly cloudy with our highs in the lower 70s. Then rain showers still possible throughout Thursday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. More rain likely early on Friday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 60s. Then a slight chance for some rain showers into Friday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. Rain showers still continue into Saturday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. And more scattered showers likely throughout Saturday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. Some scattered showers are possible into Sunday, mostly cloudy with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Then more showers may continue throughout Sunday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s. Some rain showers are possible throughout the day on Monday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late April 69, record high on this date 97, the average low 45 and the record low 27. Sunset this evening 8:12, sunrise in the morning 6:39. It's 53 degrees with sunshine this morning in Marysville. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 23rd of April. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Rise and shine with Minnie's Kitchen. Open Tuesday through Friday from 4:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. and Saturdays from 7 a.m. to noon. Now closed on Mondays. Start your day the sweet way with fresh made daily donuts and pastries and perfectly brewed coffee. Visit Minnie's Kitchen in downtown Marysville and taste the difference.
Thunderstruck again. Good morning. I'm Jay Reynolds. Oklahoma City put a rout on the Grizzlies in game one of their series, posted another convincing win last night in game two. They beat Memphis 118-99, their 42nd win this season by at least 15. They've taken the first two of the series by a combined 70 points. Lakers bounce back from their game one loss, beat the Wolves. LA jumping out to a 22-point lead early. They hang on to win 94-85. Luka Doncic, an assist shy of a triple-double. LeBron James with 21 in the win. Pacers take the first two at home against the Bucks. Their first wire-to-wire win since 2016. Coach Rick Carlisle.
We've done our job, and that's all we've done. We've protected home court, and you know now the scene shifts. And their building will be wild on Friday and Sunday. And so we've got to be prepared.
On the ice, Maple Leafs take the first two at home against the Senators. Max Domi, the overtime game winner for the game two win. Hurricanes 3-1 over the Devils. Carolina winning the first two. Wild get past Vegas 5-2. That series is tied 1-1. Panthers open up with a 6-2 rout of Tampa Bay. Matthew Tkachuk, two goals and an assist in his first game since February. Rough day all around for Tampa Bay. Rays fall to the Diamondbacks 5-1. Brewers roll over the Giants 11-3. Christian Yelich with a grand slam. Cleveland 3-2 over the Yankees. Guardians have won their last five. Rangers beat the Athletics 8-5. Teams combining to hit eight homers. Speaking of homers,
swing by Cruz and a drive to deep left center field. This is way back. Going, going, gone, goodbye. Into the Budweiser red seats in left center field. Bang, zoom goes Dylan Cruz.
Nationals Radio Network, Washington, a 7-0 shutout of the Orioles. Padres shut out the Tigers 2-0. San Diego's 7th shutout of the season. The next closest is 4.
I love a day on the water with friends, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis sometimes holds me back. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy.
Teaching music is my passion, but my active psoriatic arthritis can limit me at times. Now I'm treating my joint symptoms with Skyrizi.
With Skyrizi, most people with plaque psoriasis saw 90% clearer skin at 4 months.
Or if you are an adult with active psoriatic arthritis, Skyrizi helps you move with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
There's nothing like clearer skin.
There's nothing like better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKY-RIZI to learn more.
The hot spot this summer is at Tony's Meat Market in Marysville.
Warm weather and long summer days means grilling season is upon us. Steaks, burgers, chops, wings, brisket, and more.
When it's time to fire up the grill or smoker, stop in and see Tony the Meat Man, where he knows you by name, at Tony's Meat Market in Marysville.
Always with the freshest cuts and great products. Use the drive-up window for easy convenience with prices that won't break the bank. And don't forget, we have the coldest beer in town.
Find us along Highway 36 in Marysville, open Tuesday through Saturday.
Be the talk of the neighborhood all weekend long by stopping in at Tony's Meat Market.
And let us get your grilling party kicked off right.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Renewed hope among investors for a de-escalation of President Trump's tariffs fired a quadruple-digit surge for the Dow Jones Tuesday. The industrials added just over 1,000 points to close at 39,187. The NASDAQ and S&P gained over 2.5% each. Watch for a higher opening at the bell today. Despite calling Jerome Powell a major loser in a social media post Monday, President Trump now says he has no intention of trying to fire the Fed chair that sent stock futures higher overnight. The man in charge of Trump's Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, has seen profits in his electric car company plunge. Analysts blame part of Tesla's 71% drop on a public backlash against CEO Elon Musk. Taking a cue from rival Netflix, streaming service Max is moving to crack down on password sharing. It's launched a feature called Extra Member Add-on, allowing one extra person outside the household to use Max for a monthly fee. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Spring is here, and it's time to take back your lawn with a new Hustler mower from Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville. Right now, grab a great deal with $600 off all Raptor Edition residential mowers, the mower that delivers pro-level performance without the pro price. Providing top-of-the-line cutting performance while also offering first-in-class comfort, find the full line of commercial and residential Hustler mowers at Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville or their website, bluevalleytrailers.com, and take advantage of $600 off all Raptor Edition mowers until the end of May.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier as we start off a Wednesday today. Good Wednesday morning to you. Markets opening here in just a little bit as we saw things really kind of mixed on the board for the grain markets overall yesterday. Pretty consistent, though. Corn and wheat were a little bit lower. Soybeans were slightly higher. Livestock had a decent day with some big gains on the board, rebounding mostly from Monday's day in trading. We'll see what's in store when markets open up again here in just a little bit. But corn market was moving in the downward direction throughout the day yesterday, with May corn finishing 6 cents lower at 475 3/4. July corn was down by 6 3/4 at 483 1/4 cents. In the wheat market, May KC wheat was down 4 3/4 at 546 even, with the July down 5 1/2 cents at 558 1/4 cents. It was mixed in the oats market yesterday, as May oats were up 2 pennies at 357 3/4. July July down 2 cents at 339 and a half a cent. In the soybean market, slightly higher numbers there as we finished off yet trading yesterday with May soybeans up 5.5 cents at 1035 even a bushel. July beans, they were up 4.5 cents at 1046 even. Soybean meal for May, they were down a dollar at 291.90 and the July soybean meal down 80 cents at 299.50. Soybean oil, we'll look there, slightly lower numbers yesterday with May finishing 24 cents down at 47.58. July was down 28 cents at 48.03. In the canola market, we saw some higher numbers there yesterday. May canola up $13.80, finishing at 672.80. July canola was up 14.10 at 679.50. And the cotton market had some decent numbers yesterday as well. May cotton up $1.27 at 67.04. July cotton was up 40 cents, finishing on a Tuesday at 67.22. So just kind of mixed all over the place. We'll see what happens as markets open up today for the middle of the week. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Preventing a fast-acting disease in beef cattle known as grass tetany goes hand-in-hand with how producers supplement their cow herds. With cattle being most susceptible in the spring, K-State Extension cow-calf specialist Jason Warner discusses providing cattle with magnesium to reduce grass tetany chances.
There's different forms of magnesium out there that we can put into a supplement or we can provide to a cow herd through different feed forms. But magnesium oxide is the form that is most readily available to that animal, most rapidly absorbed. But the challenge with magnesium oxide, it's also quite unpalatable for those animals. And so an issue that we'll run into as we get into those higher inclusion levels of magnesium oxide in a specific product, in a specific mineral supplement, and we can see that at times may actually discourage consumption because of the unpalatability of magnesium oxide.
He shares what class of cattle grass tetany is seen in the most and how to provide magnesium to them.
Animals are at greatest risk are going to be those animals that are lactating. So cows that have had a calf here this spring, those older animals. We're going to rethink our approach there if we're dealing with a cow herd that's calving right now here in the spring or maybe started calving back at the 1st of March versus a set of fall calving cows that maybe calved last fall. It's just a little different approach there with those animals. And the other thing, too, is that when we think about ways to provide magnesium oxide, we can do it through a base free choice type of a mineral. You can include it into a grain mix or into a supplement. Oftentimes that will work really well if we're concerned about consumption on that product, if we're concerned about it being low.
Warner addresses a frequently asked question.
Do we always have to feed a mineral formula that has a higher level of magnesium in it to be able to manage cows through that time of year? And we don't always necessarily have to do that. You can purchase straight magnesium oxide from your feed service provider. Most feed service providers will carry that. And if you don't want to provide a mineral that's got a higher level of magnesium in it, but you just want to feed a base mineral that you're already using and add magnesium as needed to that cow herd, you can do that. And so just as a quick example, if you've got a base mineral, if you put out 50 pounds of a base mineral that's got 2% magnesium in it, well, if you added 7.5 pounds of straight magnesium oxide to that 50 pound bag of mineral based on the magnesium concentration in that magnesium oxide, that'd get you to about a 9% magnesium formula.
That was Kansas State University Extension cow-calf specialist Jason Warner on warding off grass tetany. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
If you're expanding or replacing herd bulls, Leuenberger in Waterville has quality Sim Angus cross bulls ready for immediate pickup or delivery. With calving ease and strong growth characteristics, these yearlings warrant your attention. Call Leuenberger at Waterville today, 785-268-0647.
Is there anything you can do to help an abandoned baby bird? We will share a few suggestions today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Imagine a life-threatening storm heads toward your home in the middle of the night. You don't hear the notifications. You can't hear the sirens. The best way to keep you and your family safe is Weather Call. When you're in the direct path of a life-threatening storm or tornado, you'll receive a phone call letting you know where the storm is and when it will arrive. Learn more online by visiting weathercall.now. That's weathercall.now. WeatherCall travels with you. Wherever you are, it will monitor life-threatening storms at home, work, or on vacation. Customize your alerts. Get lightning safety messages. For just $15 per year, WeatherCall could save your life. Sign up online at weathercall.now. That's weathercall.now. Weathercall.now.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, April 23rd, the 113th day of the year. And William Shakespeare is believed to have been born on this day in 1564. Baby birds are hatching everywhere this time of year, and it's not uncommon to stumble across an abandoned or fallen baby. What should you do? Well, if it has feathers, the bird is a fledgling and is supposed to be out of the nest learning survival skills. If it is covered with down, you found a nestling that should be returned to the nest. If you can't find the nest, make one by filling a container with leaves. Place it near where the bird fell. If the parents don't return in several hours, take it to the nearest animal welfare center. Oh, and while you're busy with rescue efforts, be sure the cat is safely indoors. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can always learn more online at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 53 degrees with sunshine. Highs in middle 70s again today. Hit miss chance for showers next day or two. In fact, through the end of this week, perhaps. Miss on the side of showers last night, firing to the south of us, mainly south of I-70, and then off to the east of us as well.
Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Doug Downs. The Kansas City Royals ended a six-game losing streak this past Sunday. They were off yesterday. Now they start a series with the Rockies. They are finally back home after being on the road for back-to-back series. The Royals and the Rockies will get underway tonight at 6:40. The Wichita State Shockers on a seven-game losing streak. They head to Manhattan to take on the Kansas State Wildcats, who are on a five-game losing streak. The Shockers are just 1-7 in midweek games this season. Tyler Dobbs will get the start on the mound for the Shockers. Shocker softball has a home midweek game tonight against Kansas City at Wilkins Stadium. Wichita State softball is 23-21-1 overall on the season. A former University of Kansas track star has set a course record at the 129th Boston Marathon. Sharon Locady took first place in the women's division on Monday. While setting a course record, she ran it in 2 hours, 17 minutes, and 22 seconds.
Hey, K-State fans, football season will be here before you know it, and 2025 season tickets are on sale now. Order your season tickets today and secure a seat in the Bill for all 6 home games this fall. Saturdays and Manhattan are best when spent cheering on the Cats with 50,000 members of the K-State family. To order, visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS. Go Cats!
There will be an estate auction for Everett and Jones Spoonoggle Saturday, April 26th, beginning at 9:30, just north of Frankfort on the west side of Highway 99. Selling tools and miscellaneous beginning at 9:30, then collectibles, guns sell at noon, then furniture. They may run two rings part of a day. Tools include a radio alarm saw, upright drill press, 1,000-watt generator, table saw, grinder, jointer, sander, router, planer, plus many hand tools, John Deere 3-point single-bottom plow, Troy-Bilt rear-tying tiller. Guns, again, sell at noon. They'll have antiques and collectibles, including a Lionel train set in the original box, some old violins and a guitar, some old Oddfellow memorabilia, bags of costume jewelry and small collectible items, many items from the late 1800s to early 1900s. Furniture and appliances include a trestle table for storing leaves and 6 Mission-style chairs, 3 cushion sofa, 2 Lazy Boy rocker recliners, power electric recliner, patio table set with 6 chairs, front load washer electric dryer, side by side refrigerator, nearly new, and other miscellaneous. This estate auction for Everett and Jones Spinoggle, Saturday, April 26th, begins at 9:30, just north of Frankfort on the west side of Highway 99. Sale conducted by Klein Realty and Auction.
KNDY,